Good morning, everyone. Starting out with the sixth aphorism from Gurudeva's Cognizant Ability. The subconscious of the conscious mind is but a reflection of the subconscious of the superconscious mind. We all knew that, right? Fortunately, Gurudeva explains what he means. We have studied the conscious mind and its relation to the other states of mind and have found that it is only one-tenth of the mind. It has not the power to act on its own for any length of time without being carried on by its own novelty through ramification. Subconscious of the conscious mind is the storehouse for the conscious mind. All the happenings of each day and all reactions are stored up there. It is only a reflection of the sub-superconscious, for when all the repressions are released, the sub-superconscious takes over the subconscious mind. For through the power of understanding generated by the superconscious through the subconscious is dissolved, and the true intuitive all-knowing superconscious self returns to its rightful position in the picture of the mind. All the confusion of the subconscious clears, and the ego looks as naturally within as without simultaneously. Gurudeva is describing a major change in the subconscious mind here that takes place from just an ordinary state to a spiritual state. And it gets rid of a number of things, including reactions. Which tend to turn into suppressions and repressions. It's a very interesting mechanism. We've talked about it before, that when something goes wrong, when we don't do exactly what we know we should have, we upset other people, we'll remember that for a few days. The subconscious mind keeps reminding us, this happened. Please fix it. And it's encouraging us to resolve things by reminding us that they happened. It's a very interesting phenomenon. But if we ignore it, what happens? Does it go on forever? No, it'll stop at a certain point. The subconscious will say, okay, I tried. Clearly you don't want to resolve it. So I will suppress you. I will stop reminding you that this happened. I will suppress this memory. But did you resolve it? No, there's a reaction there. There's an emotional component that you're suppressing. So you're suppressing emotion. You're suppressing reaction. When you suppress enough emotion, you can imagine it gets pretty congested down there. So therefore, we need to uncongest it. For things that happened recently that we still remember, we can stop them from getting suppressed in the first place. Apologizing to the other person, making a gift, doing something to settle it before it gets suppressed. If we suppress it, then we can use journaling, which Gurudeva calls the Vasana Daha Tantra. It's called journaling in modern terminology. Clearing past memories. But we have to look for them because we suppress them. Therefore, when we start writing down the past, they won't pop up immediately. We have to kind of encourage them to come out. Write down the events where we didn't suppress anything, and then all of a sudden we'll remember one that has some emotion in it. As Gurudeva says, we're not getting rid of the memory, we're getting rid of the emotional component of the memory. We're not trying to forget what happened, we're trying to take the emotion out of what happened. then it's just neutral. It's similar to having a color. Let's say it has a reddish-gray color to it. We take that color out and it just turns into black and white. It's just a neutral event that we can remember. There's a related statement in Living with Shiva, Lesson 149. Every experience, no matter how difficult or embarrassing, is a good experience, provided the lesson to be learned from it is learned from it. In other words, it wouldn't have happened unless there was something to be learned from it. No matter how silly it seems, there's something there we didn't know, and therefore it happened. We have to learn from it. If we can find that component and learn from it, then it's a valuable experience. If we don't, then it'll come around again, obviously. That doesn't seem very efficient, right? It happens, we don't bother to learn from it. It happens again, we don't bother to learn from it. It happens again, we don't bother to learn from it. We're not making progress. So therefore, we need to pay attention. What lesson do I need to learn so this doesn't keep happening? Experiences that are unresolved and repressed can be very burdensome for the individual. That's what we were talking about before. Because they're unresolved, eventually they'll be suppressed and even repressed. Living Saiva Dharma makes us our own psychologist, psychiatrist, counselor, and problem solver. This is because one slowly becomes the watcher of his mind thinking, the watcher of his emotions feeling, acting, and reacting. The point there being, we have to be observant of what's going on inside of us. One of the keys to being observant is to be humble. If we're not humble, we'll deny it's happening, because how could we be imperfect? We have to have humility to admit our mistakes. So that's one of the reasons devotion is so important. Devotion helps us be humble, and also the idea that at our essence we are a divine being helps us be humble, because we realize the inside is perfect. So therefore we don't have a need to defend the outside, because there's more to us than the outside. The outside is always going to be imperfect one way or another, but the inside is always perfect. Just having that perspective allows us to admit the shortcomings in the outside more readily to ourselves. As you know, I've been studying Patanjali Yoga Sutras and working on some presentations of comparing them to Gurudeva's teachings. And this was an interesting one I thought of. That's why I chose the cognizant ability affirmation. But we're transforming the subconscious mind from an ordinary state into a spiritual state through resolving, through upgrading our behavior, through spiritual practices. It transforms it, makes it pure. And also changes the vibration of it into something more refined. Patanjali calls the subconscious mind samskaras, which of course is the content of the subconscious mind. Samskaras, we know, just means impression, and so the memories, as Gurudeva says here, the subconscious of the conscious mind is the storehouse for the conscious mind. All the happenings of each day and all reactions are stored up there. So those are called samskaras. And the subconscious mind is also called samskara chitta, right? It's where all the samskaras are. And samskaras are what happened plus our emotional reaction to it. It's our impression of what happened plus our emotional reaction to it. It's not exactly the memory, because it has an emotional component, a judgmental component. Oh, it's what happened plus all our thoughts and feelings associated with what happened that got stored at the same time. So those are the samskaras. For he has, starts by saying, the externalizing samskaras are subjugated by employing restraint, which in turn manifests new samskaras. This is called nirodha parinama, restraint transformation, which occurs whenever restraint is employed. So here he's focusing on the idea of controlling the thinking mind. Whenever we control the mind, we're putting a new type of samskara into the subconscious. We're refining it. Same idea that Gurudeva said. So we're changing the content of the subconscious mind, or we're changing the nature of the samskaras. Replacing, externalizing samskaras, which is just memories before you take up spirituality, you keep thinking about the world. What's stored in the subconscious mind makes you think about the world, thinking about doing moral or worldly actions. So you have to put something new in there. Spiritual samskaras. So he's focusing on, you can do that through restraining the thinking mind. A tranquil flow of consciousness is produced by these restraint samskaras. What I'm trying to focus on is, when we think of yoga, think of controlling the mind, think of Patanjali, you take that second verse, yoga is the restraint of mental activity, we tend to think of just our thoughts, right? But both Gurudeva and Patanjali are pointing out, the subconscious has to be taken into account also. The subconscious, the contents of the subconscious or the nature of our samskaras influences how much we think and what we think about. Therefore, we have to realize that a major factor in controlling our thoughts is restraining the samskaras or purifying the subconscious mind. So, thank you very much for listening. Have a great day.